not afraid of dying.
耶稣基督不是不要死,
it was not that he was not willing to die.
不愿意,不要,不甘心死,
if he's not willing, why did he come in flesh and blood?
感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God.
既然乐意替代身体,
since he was willing to be in flesh and blood, it means that he was willing to die.
他甘心死,
because he was willing to die. So he carried the cross to his death.
因为他甘心死,
because he was willing to die.
所以他连那个水面沾了醋, 沾在他的口上,
he was not willing to partake of the vinegar in the sponge.
他要最坚固的, 没有麻木的, 在最大的痛苦中间经历, 为你为我受死的痛苦和那个完全的感受。
He did not want to have any numbness in his body. He wanted to experience death in his entirety.
因为那一个喝的东西会使他麻醉，使他艰辛痛苦。他不愿意，他愿意为我们这样苦死。难道他不要死？
The vinegar was able to relieve of his pain, but he was not willing to do that. So therefore, he wanted to die for us.
但愿我们每一个人听见这些话的人，心灵的深处都被主的爱深深的感动。
I pray that all of us will be moved by the love of God when we listen to all this.
当这个杯一定不能挪开的时候,
when this cup cannot be removed,
那永恒就在这个时刻里面受到最大最大的矛盾。
Eternity enter into the greatest paradox at that time space.
以至于甚至说, 我的上帝, 我的上帝, 为什么你离开我?
So much so that the son says, my father, why have you forsaken
me? My God, my God.
My God, my God.
这里他没有用我的上帝, 没有用我的父, 要用我的上帝。
He used the word my God.
因为他在人间中间,
because he was on earth.
在血肉的身体中间,
in flesh and blood.
在人性里面,
in his humanity.
被父神隔绝的时候,
when he was separated by the father.
所以他用我的上帝, 不用我的父。
He used my God and not my father.
但这个很奥秘的事情,
this is great mystery.
所以马丁路德思想, 这一圣经, 想的半死，三个钟头以后，他站起来，拍着桌子说：“上帝离开上帝，谁能了解？”他不再想下去。
And Martin Luther spent 3 hours thinking about this, and then he declared that God has left God. Who can understand?
耶稣基督在圣经里面一共发出了100多个问题。
The Lord Jesus Christ asked 100 over questions in the Bible.
其中有一些是可以回答的,
there are some that can be answered.
有一些是不可能回答的,
some is impossible.
我举两个例子不能回答的问题。
Let me give you 2 examples of impossible questions.
你们什么人能够从荆棘中间这无花果呢?
Which one of you can get the fig fruit from the
thorns? 你们就谁能够从荆棘中间这葡萄呢?不可能回答的。
How is it possible that you have the grapes from the thorns?
第二个问题,
the second question.
我举一个例子,
another example.
耶稣你们得到全世界失去你们灵魂有什么益处呢?
Jesus said, what does it benefit you if you have to earn the whole world but loses your soul?
这些问题都是没有办法回答的问题。
All these are questions without an answer.
你只能从这个问题中你醒悟过来，原来这么大的真理我过去这样忽略。
You can only be awakened to the fact that you have ignored such great truth.
我塞在惶惶牢牢苦苦要得全世界，什么用？我若得到世界失去灵魂有什么益处呢？哎，主啊，感谢你给我醒悟过来。
When you understand the verse which asks you, what if you can end the whole world but loses your soul, you say, I'm awakened by the Lord.
这是不能回答的问题。
These are questions that cannot be answered.
我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？ 是能回答的问题。
my God, why have you forsaken me? It's a question that can be answered.
例如说，如果这个问题可以回答, 为什么马丁路德想不通呢？
You say this is an answerable question. How come Martin Luther cannot get it?
我也不知道为什么马丁路德想不通。
I do not know why too.
但我感觉到我想得通。
But I think I have the answer.
所以我说这个问题是可以回答的问题。
So I say this is a question that can be answered.
为什么这个问题是可以回答的问题？
Why?
因为这问题的答案就是因为你，因为我，所以上帝离开耶稣基督。
The answer is because of you and I, God left Jesus Christ. There's no other answer. How can God the Father be separated from God the Son? I don't know.
It's a paradoxical difficulty.
It's a difficulty in paradox. I cannot understand. This is why the cup cannot be removed. Jesus came to be flesh and blood. He had a physical body like
that.
And he lived among us. He means he loved us so much. He was identified with us. He took the image of the image.
更大的目的,
there was a greater purpose.
他非要来死,
he came to die.
这死的结果是什么呢?
What is the result of this death?
接下来就是败坏了,
he destroyed him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
这些圣经人进入给我们看见, 死的背后还有掌权者,
it tells us that behind death there's a person who holds the power.
这是个无神论, 给那些唯物论, 给那些不知道死的奥秘的人一个最大的警告。
This is a great warning to those atheists and people who do not understand about death. Many people think that death is the end of all. And death is the end.
但是这里圣经告诉我们,死的背后有死亡的权柄,死权的背后有掌死权的那个掌权者。
But the Bible tells us here that there is something behind death, the power that holds death.
所以我们不能把死
So we should not treat death as a superficial ending of life. We should not treat death as something which we can choose freely. If death is so simple, then the life does not have true meaning. If
生命无论多么丰盛的内容, 结果就在死一个字里面完全崩溃了，这有什么价值呢？
What is the value of life if at the end you still have to die?
如果生命的结局就是一个死字的话，
if the end of life is death,
那么你在这一个生命中间一切的奋斗，一切的发挥，一切的这个自由，一切的生命的应用。 都是虚空的,
all the things that you have done in life, your expression, your struggle, all these are emptiness.
所以一个人真的明白死是什么，他才会明白要怎样生。
If a person truly understands what death is, then he will know how to live.
一个人真正知道死的背后的奥秘是什么，他才知道他应当怎样去死。
If a person truly understands the mystery behind death, he will know how to die.
一个人懂得怎样死才有价值的人，他一定要在没有死以前好好运用他生命的机会。
A person who understands death in its entirety will treasure his life.
孙中山先生在黄埔军校讲道讲话的时候，
Dr. Sun Yat-sen spoke in the Wanpo Military Academy.
他说：“你们这个来这里军官学校读书的人，你们不是来学怎么样生。” 你们在这里读学怎么样死。
He said all of you here in the officer school are not here to learn to live but to learn how to die.
一个人有生命的把握，这个人对死视死如归，毫无惧色。
If a person has confidence in life, he will not be afraid of death.
一个人真正知道时候到哪里，他才懂得没有时间应当做什么。
And when a person understands when the time is up, he will know what he should do before he dies.
希伯来书第二章十四节告诉我们，
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14
死不是自然现象。
Death is not a natural occurrence.
死不是生命结束。
Death is not just the end of life.
死不是时间的某一个终点。
Death is not a certain point in time.
死是有权柄。
Death has a power.
死权的背后是有掌权的。
And there's a person holding the power behind them.
这是以神永世的计划，从撒旦的破坏，从道德。
And there's a relationship between this and God's eternal will and the work of the Satan and ethics.
掌死权的是谁?
Who is this person who holds the power of God? Not a person can tell you clearly. But the Bible says it is the devil. The devil is Satan. Satan means the opposer. Take care of these few words. The Bible does not use the word easily.
我们今天太多讲撒旦，撒旦，撒旦，口头话有什么不对？撒旦做工。
Nowadays we always use the word Satan all the time.
自己懒惰就魔鬼留地步。
When we are lazy, we say that the Satan is at work.
都是撒旦搅扰我们。
It is all because of Satan.
结果你就没有办法认自己的罪，你一天到晚认魔鬼的罪，神就不赦免你，神也又不赦免魔鬼，所以吃力不讨好。
So you try your best to blame everything on Satan, but God is not going to forgive him, so you never treat your sin properly. This is not biblical teaching. Those are charismatics. When they look at a person who's gambling, he says it's okay with you. It's the spirit of gambling in you. So I must exercise the spirit of gambling. It means that you are not at fault, it is the devil who is working.
表面来看是给人一个盼望，你不必怕，你没有事情。从圣经来看是违背神的启示。Superficially
speaking, it seems to console the person, but it is not biblical.
圣经说你若认自己的罪。The
Bible says we are to confess our own sins.
圣经没有说你要认魔鬼的罪。The
Bible never says you are to confess the
devil's sins.
你爱赌博吗？Do you like to gamble?
你爱赌博鬼的。It's
because the spirit of gambling is in you.
你爱犯奸淫吗？
Do you like adultery?
因为奸淫鬼在你里面。
There is a spirit of adultery in you.
鬼如果听见这句话，他大发脾气，你不要回谤我。
If the devil hears of this, he will be very angry because you malign him.
犯奸淫的是他，不是我。
He's the person who is adulterous, not me.
赌博的是他，不是我。
He's the person who is gambling.
你看他的手在桌子上一直游泳。
Look at his hand, he's swimming on the desk.
是他赌博，哪里是我赌博？
He was the person, not me.
怎么你赌博说是赌博鬼犯罪呢？
Why do you blame the devil for gambling?
怎么你犯奸淫说是犯奸淫鬼犯罪？
Why do you blame the spirit of adultery?
上帝甚至不许可你毁谤魔鬼，你懂吗？
And God will not be willing that you blame the devil actually.
圣经说你若认自己的罪，大家说一二三。
So the Bible says, confess your own sin.
若认魔鬼，什么？不，再次，一二三。我们若认撒旦的罪，是不是？不是，再次，一二三。我们若认自己的罪，上帝是公义的，上帝是信的，必要赦免你们的罪，洗净你们一切的不义。
And the Bible says that if we confess our sins, the Lord is just and He will save us.
你清楚了吗？
And forgive us.
那魔鬼没有帮你犯罪。
The devil doesn't help you to sin.
魔鬼是试探你,
he tempts you.
魔鬼是拉你, 引诱你犯罪。
He pulls you and tempts you to sin.
然而他就在罪的果子, 罪的公价的背后, 做个掌死权的这个工作。
And he worked behind sin, the wages of sin in them.
So death
is not just an end in the natural
world. It's
not just a finite of the
life.
There is a power in
them.
There is a power
within them.
When I was young, I keep thinking about death, and I thought I couldn't understand it because I haven't died.
所以要有经验才知道那是什么。那等我死了，我才知道死是什么。
Maybe I need to experience it after I die, then I know.
后来我在想死了以后，我也不能懂，因为我死了。
Then later I thought I cannot understand because if I die, I cannot do anything.
死了的我就不能懂，因为我能懂的时候就是我还活着。
Because if I can understand properly, I'm still alive.
活着的人能知道死是什么吗？我没有经验怎么懂？
How do I know about death if I do not experience?
死了的人连理性的身体功用都没有，还能懂吗？
A dead person doesn't have reasoning power, so how can they know?
所以死是一个什么？
So what is death?
是一个奥秘。
It's a mystery.
是一个反合性的经历。
It's a paradoxical experience.
是我没有办法用理性去分析出来。
It is something that cannot be analyzed by our reason.
我不能证明我经历了以后我还能明白的。
I cannot prove that after experiencing it, I can understand.
这个经历可能是消灭我理性的。
This experience can destroy my reason.
如果我理性可以想，一定是违背这个经历的。
If my reason can understand, then it is not the same experience.
死是一个奥秘。
So death is a mystery.
但是圣经告诉我们死是个结局。
But the Bible tells us that death is an end.
你的罪的公价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
死的这个结局。
So death is a conclusion.
死的这个奥秘。
The mystery of death,
我们没有办法用有限的理性去了解出来。
It's not something that we can understand with our limited reasoning.
我们既然在生命的过程中间,
but since we are in the process of life,
我们既然经历生命,
since we experience life,
生命既然面对死亡,
and since life is towards we need the Lord of life, the Lord who has victory over life, to give us the mystery of life. This is a very important verse then. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed in their humanity, so that by his death,
败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
He might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
只要我们世人没有看见基督整个宇宙性的动作，结果要做成什么神所计划的。
So we can see the entire work that God has planned in the entire cosmos.
This is a cosmic drama.
It's an
eternal
drama.
This is a spirit drama. This is something invisible drama. 我们有眼不能看见的，在宇宙中一个大的剧目。
This is a great drama that is invisible to us. This is spiritual. Thanks be to God that these revelations have been given to us. That Jesus must come. That God must become man. That must be a God who has flesh and blood to accomplish this. In other words, Satan doesn't have power over him. Satan can only get gotten rid of by a power that's greater than him. Who is this power greater than him?
神.
It's God.
比他小的是谁呢?
What about the power that's smaller than him?
There's
a man who has flesh and blood.
为什么要比他大呢?
Why do the power have to be bigger than him? If not, there's no victory over him.
为什么比他小呢?
Why we be smaller than
走着别办法死?
Him? If the power is not smaller than him, you cannot die. So God, Jesus is a God who can die.
大家说,
under what circumstance would he die? He will die in the flesh and blood, in the image of man.
God was in Christ.
上帝在基督里面,
上帝曾经在基督里,
he was in Christ.
在这位基督里,
in this Christ,
有神的形象,
the image of God was
神的本性,
the essence of God,
神的无限,
the unlimited God,
限制的血肉的身体,
limited in the body of flesh and blood. This God was limited in flesh and blood of man. Only show himself to those who are holy. So the Apostle Paul says,
大大,
great is to be me.
金钱的奥秘,
the great mystery. And that is God showed himself to us in the invisible God, to become a visible man, the limitless God, to become finite human being, the creator God, to become a created being, the absolute God, to come into the relative process, the love of God,
神的救赎,
the salvation of God,
神的智慧,
the wisdom of God,
神的计划,
the plan of God,
神的旨意,
the will of God,
就在基督的死里面表现出来,
is expressed and manifested to us in the death of Christ.
我再说,
let me say this again.
这个全本圣经中间记载唯一在上帝旨意中间的死,
this is the only death in the will of God in the entire Bible.
死人不是上帝的旨意,
death is not the will of God.
但是神旨意中间有一个死,
but there's only one exception, there's the death of Christ.
分离不是上帝的旨意,
separation is not the will of God.
但是神的旨意里面有一次的分离, 就是圣父, 同圣子之间的分离,
but within his view, there's one separation, that of the Son and the Father.
神不愿意审判他所爱的儿子,
God is not willing to judge his Son.
但是这个审判一定要来到,
but this judgment must come.
因为基督代替你, 代替我的罪, 受了神的刑罚,
because Christ took your sin and my sin to receive his judgment. This is the wisdom of salvation, the mystery of salvation. Jesus came to the flesh and blood to win over a devil who holds the power of death. Why does he need that true death? The mystery of the death of Christ, it means that he accomplished all the wages of sin upon himself.
反正句话说,
in other words,
罪的发动就是罪的权柄把人带到死的地步,
the authority and the power of sin brings us into death.
我是罪人,
I am a sinner,
罪在我里面发动,
and sin is working within me.
发动的结果就是叫我死,
in the end, I must die.
我没有死以前, 罪的发动还没有达到他最终的目的,
before I die, the sin will continue to work in me.
我这一生一面犯罪, 一面受罪权发动, 使我死亡的过程中间, 面向死亡而我不知道,
and I do not know about this, but in my life I am sinning all the time, but I am walking towards death all the time.
我还一方面享受罪,
I am enjoying my sin,
一方面使自己面对死亡,
but at the same time I am facing death.
正像一个吃了煲糖一肚油的人, 一面享受那糖多么甜, 一面正在付出生命的代价一样,
it's just like a person who is poisoned with poison candy, thinking that it is very sweet, but he's dying.
罪的权柄在我身上发动,
the power of sin is within me.
罪的权柄在你身上发动,
the power of sin is within you.
罪的权柄在大家身上发动,
the power of sin is in every one of us.
而我们不自觉,
and we are not realizing it,
因为我们先享受罪的快乐,
because we first enjoy it.
我们先经历罪的甘甜,
we experience its sweetness.
而我们却付出死,
but we are paying the price of death.
直到有一天圣灵苏醒我们,
until a day when the Holy Spirit awakens,
使我们清醒过来,
so that we are awakened,
使我们活过来,
so that we live again.
我们知道没有别条路了,
then we know there is no other road,
因为我们正面向死亡了,
because we know we are facing death.
我们来到耶稣基督的面前,
so we come before Jesus Christ.
为什么到他面前?
Why do we come before him?
只有他曾经死过,
because he was the only one who once died.
你说很多人曾经死过,
you said many people died,
所有死过的一死就过这样死过,
but many people just died and not come back.
耶稣不是死过就过,
but Jesus was not like that.
死过又活过来,
He died and was resurrected.
所以死过去或过来,
It's a two-way traffic.
其他的是死过就过去,
For the rest of the people, it's a one-way trip.
耶稣死过去又活过来,
Jesus died and came back.
所以耶稣在启示录第一章第十八到二十节讲一段的话,
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, Jesus Christ said,
从来没有人可以这样讲,
No other person can say that.
他说什么?
What did he say?
我曾死过,
I have died once. Now I'm alive. And I'm
going
to live forever.
在我手中有死亡的钥匙,
Within me, my hands is the key of death.
表示他得胜死亡，掌握死前最终的奥秘。
It means that he has victory over death and has the mystery of death within his hands.
谁讲的这个话?
Who said this?
从古代亚当, 这到现在最大的哲学家,
From Adam all the way to the greatest philosopher today, no one can say that.
我曾死过,
I have died before.
现在又活着,
now I am alive.
我就活到永永远,
and I'm going to live forever.
谁可以讲这句话?
Who can say that?
如果你今天坐在你旁边的人突然在你耳边讲这句话,
If a person is sitting beside you, whisper that to your ears.
我曾死过,
I've died before.
你说, 你说什么?
你说话, you talking about? Say that again.
Say again. 我曾死过,
I've died before.
那你不是跑掉, 就是一直看他, 你是谁?
You'll probably run away or you look at him and think he's crazy. You'll be frightened of him. How can it be that a person who died Jesus was not those who died and then got alive and then die again. He said, I live again. And I'm going to live forever. And this is a great declaration of victory over death.
这是开玄,
and this is the beginning.
这是好消息,
this is a good news.
这是福音,
this is the gospel.
这个叫做charisma,
this is charisma.
西拉文叫做charisma, something victorious to be proclaimed.
And this is something that you proclaim when you have victory.
因为它是胜利的,
because he has
victory.
We want to preach this.
这样福音的开头就从基督的死来,
So the gospel started with the death of Christ.
像耶稣的死是什么死呢?
What kind of death was this?
耶稣的死是不怕死的死。
It was a death that was not afraid of death.
耶稣的死是甘愿死的死。
A death that was willing.
耶稣的死是超越死亡经历的死。
A death that experienced, that's beyond experience.
耶稣基督的死是得胜死亡权柄的死。
A death that's victorious over death.
耶稣的死是攻克死的这个继续侵犯我们生命的权柄的能力的死。
It is a death that is overpowering the power of death.
耶稣基督的死是毁灭死亡的死亡。
It was a death that would destroy death.
耶稣基督的死是表示自己是不能死的死。
It was a death to show that he will not die.
所以我们把它归纳起来,
when we summarize all this, the death of Christ
是将死置之于死地的死。
Was a death that put death into death.
The death which put death to death.
就是将死置之死地的死，把死置之死地的死，大家说，将死置之死地的死，就是唯一的死。 This is the only time it
happens. 一死解决万死。
Just one incident solved the deaths of all generations.
一次的死，一个人的死，担当了，得胜了所有人的死。
The death of one man, the death in one incident replaces the death of all men.
人类的盼望在哪里?
Where is the hope of man?
就在这里。
It's right here.
人类的拯救在哪里?
Where's our salvation?
就在这里。
Right here.
这里是什么地方?
What is this?
就是基督的死的经历。
This is the experience of the death of Christ.
耶稣基督没有进到死的权柄里面。
Jesus was not under the power of death.
耶稣基督是进到死的经历里面,
he experienced death.
但是他没有进到死的权柄的下面,
but he was not under the power of death.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他虽然死了,
because although he died,
他特别借着死来败坏当时的魔鬼。
He came specially to die to remove the power from Satan.
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
基督一定要死,
he must die.
因为如果他没有死,
because if he did not die,
就没有任何一个死的问题可以被解决。
We cannot solve the problem of death.
基督不是怕死,
he was not afraid of dying.
如果他怕死他就不会成为肉身老到世界上来。
If he was afraid, he would not have taken flesh and blood.
基督一定要死,
he must die.
因为这是神解决所有死亡的这个总旨意。
Because this is the final will of God to solve death.
神旨意里面的死只有一死。
There's only one death in the will of God.
就是基督的死。
And that is the death of
Christ.
基督死只有一死。 There's only one death of Christ.
以死战胜死权。
And he used death to win over victory.
以死战败当时权的魔鬼。
And with death, he defeated Satan that holds the power of death.
约翰一书第三章告诉我们,
John 1, 1 John chapter 3.
上帝的儿子显现,
the Son of God came to us.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to him.
所以在这个必死的世界中间,
in this dying world,
有一个活的上帝的儿子显现出来,
there's a living Son of God manifested among us.
是要除灭魔鬼的咒诅,
to remove the power of Satan.
我再讲一次,
let me say this again.
大家一同念, 上帝的儿子显现出来,
the Son of God came
是要除灭魔鬼的咒诅,
to remove the work of Satan.
大家说, 上帝的儿子显现出来, 是要除灭魔鬼的咒诅, 那怎么除灭法呢?
How does he remove the work of Satan?
我要讲最后一段的,
the last portion.
就是当罪的权柄在我身上发动的时候,
when the power of sin is upon my body,
终极的目的就是使我的生命变成死亡,
the end purpose is so that I will die.
所以我就应当在这个生命没有达到死亡之前就把这个罪的权柄挪开来交给耶稣基督。
What I need to do is to remove this power of sin in my life and give it to Jesus before I die.
像一个火种燃烧在你身上的时候,
it's just like a fire burning in my heart.
你快快把它除掉,
you want to remove it fast.
把那个火种把它除掉,
to remove this fire.
剩下的烟在你身上,
to extinguish all the smoke in your life. Then you will not be burnt to death. When the authority and power of sin is about me, we remove it to Christ.
坏心的啊,
it's a bad thing to do.
这个罪的种,死的种,活的种, 交到耶稣身上,
we give all this burning fire to Jesus Christ.
我们本来就那么坏,
we are such people.
所以上帝就许可我们这一次这样坏,
so God allow us to be such bad people.
罪归到耶稣的身上,
to give our sin to Christ.
以赛亚书53章告诉我们,
this is what Isaiah 53 says.
上帝使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上,
and God put all our burdens upon him.
当我唱弥赛亚的时候,
when I sing Messiah,
前面唱我们如羊走迷,
it sing the earlier verses, we are lost like sheep.
这个Handel用两种描写法,
Handel used two descriptions.
第一用整齐的, 不是对位的,
first one is in order.
Are we like sheep? 大家一样的,
all of us like sheep.
Are we like, are we like sheep? Same.
All of us
the
same.
然后呢, 用对位, 高音, 低音, 越跑越远, 跑来跑去, 相差很远的意思。
And the melody goes two ways to signify that we are very different from God.
那些羊很活泼, 一面犯罪, 一面享受, 水很活泼。
The sheep are all very lively because they are all sinning.
走迷路还不知道,
they are lost and they are still jumping up and down.
等到最后一段的时候,
but in the end,
上帝把我们众人罪都归在他身上的时候,
when it comes to the part where it says that God gave him all our burdens,
all the Lord has laid on him. 很庄严,
it was a very solemn tune.
很悲伤,
a very sad tune.
很恐怖的,
it was frightening tune.
我们所有的罪都被在耶稣基督的身上,
all our sins have been laid on him.
但当基督在十字架上代替我们死的时候,
when Christ died on the cross for us,
他是特别来死的,
he came specially to die.
他已经预备心死的,
so he was prepared to die.
甘心情愿死的,
he was willing to die.
所以你们所有的罪都归来吧,
so
he said,
all the sins come upon me,
归到他身上,
to come upon him.
所以这要死人死的罪权就从我身上发动, 转移到变成在他身上发动,
and the power of sin then is transferred from me to him.
So the power of sin, the destructive, the ending to death, the power of sin is the moving and working in the life of Jesus Christ.
所以这个能够毁坏的罪现在在耶稣基督的身上,
那么基督的生命就受吞吃了,
and his life was invaded,
罪就发动在他身上,
and sin was upon him,
因为叫他死了,
because he wanted to die.
他真的要死,
and he must die.
按照上帝的旨意死,
and he died in accordance to the will of God.
罪的就是死,
and the wages of sin is death.
万万万万万万万人的罪全都发动在他身上要他死的时候,
when the power of all the sins of the man is upon him,
那么他受的痛苦到什么地步, 你能了解,
can you understand the pain that he was in?
那么他怎么样从这个罪全的捆绑从吞车发动的中间变,
how can he transform himself from this situation to become the source of
all?
Not a single faith will have this such teaching. But But the Bible tells us,
his
life is a limitless life. His life is without any limit. Because his life cannot be destroyed. It means the life of God is so great without end.
This is an infinite life.
It's an infinite life.
The life of infinity.
So, 无穷无尽,
所以它是无尽的生命,
it's an endless life.
So the infinity over the greatest number in the mathematics still remain infinity. 你明白我的意思吗?
So it is infinity even in mathematical terms.
无限被千万的人除, 千万的数目除, 最大的数目除, 结果还是无限的。 所以基督战胜死亡的可能的秘诀就用数学去了解它。
We can use mathematics to understand the mystery of Jesus' victory over death.
神的生命,
the life of God.
要死就来做人,
and to die, he became a man. In his limited human life, he has infinite power of God within him. So when all the power of our sin is upon him, our power of sin is upon him to destroy him. By one person, he bore upon himself millions and millions upon the power of sins upon millions of people. There's a child who's 11.
他发一个问题, 我吓了一跳, 原来他这么聪明,
he asked a very intelligent question.
但是我就想想,
I wonder if I have qualified to be
spiritual.
You know what kind of question he asked? Did Jesus bear my sins?
我说是,
I said yes he did.
耶稣也担当唐牧师你的罪是不是?
He also took away your sin,
Reverend Song.
I said yes.
Did
Jesus bear the sins of all the apostles?
I said yes.
All our sins is upon him, right?
我说对,
I said yes.
他说我那么还有很多没死的,一代的人罪都在他身上,对不对?
What about people from all generations?
I said yes. 他谁赦免他的罪?
But he has so many sins upon himself, so who forgives him?
那么他怎么得胜这么多罪呢?
How can he have victory over all these sins?
我告诉他,
I tell him,
不但这么多的人在他身上,
not only all the sins of all these people,
这么多的罪权在身上发动要使他死亡的权柄大到那个地步,
the power of all these sins are together.
我们的死是一个死,
our death is one death.
耶稣受死权的攻击是千千万万的死在他身上,
but he was attacked by the power of sin and deaths among the millions.
除了一件事,
there's only one thing.
如果他不是无限的能力得胜这有限的罪权, 他不能复活。
Unless he has an infinite power to overcome this limited power, he cannot be resurrected.
Infinity minus 100 million still infinity.
从无限当中除去千千万万的还是无限.
Infinity over unlimited power, unlimited limit of the mathematical number, still limit. 他才能变成 infinity.
So he becomes infinity over all things, he's still infinite.
无论你多大的数目,
it doesn't matter what the number is,
都是有限的.
All of the numbers are limited.
他无限的数目,
but he is infinity.
胜过这些.
He has had victory over all this.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
除非耶稣基督是神,
unless Jesus Christ is God,
除非他是永恒的, 无限的,
unless he is the absolute God in eternity,
全世界所有罪人的权柄在他身上发动的时候,
he will not be able to have victory over the sins of the entire world.
所以圣经就交代这两件事情,
the Bible tells us these two things.
我们要看两处的圣经,
we want to look at two verses.
第一处是在提摩太后书第一章第十节,
the first one is 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10.
提摩太后书第一章,
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10.
对不起, 应该是提摩太前书第一章第十节, 我不知道哪一个对了, 有点提累了, 应该后书是吗? 提摩太后书第一章第十节, 翻到了我们大家一同开声来读一二三但如今借着我们主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来他已经将死废弃借着福音将不能坏的什么生命什么彰显出来所以基督怎么样把死废弃呢
How did Christ destroy that?
他就不能坏的生命彰显出来。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10, He gave us a life of immortality.
大家再念一次。 我念第九节, 你们第十节。
I'm going to read verse 9, you read
上帝救了我们, 以圣召召我们, 不是按照我们的行为, 乃是按照他的旨意和恩典。 这恩典是万古之先, 在基督耶稣里面赐给我们的, 大家说, 但如今, 借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现, 才表明出来了, 他已经把实惠去, 借着福音, 将不能坏的生命, 彰显出来, 第二书的圣经, 希伯来书第七章,
Hebrews chapter 7,
希伯来书第七章, 我们大家看第16节,
verse 16,
希伯来书第七章第16节, 全本圣经只有这两处, 把这一个生命的得胜的原因告诉我们。
The entire Bible only has two passages telling us the purpose of
the victory. 乃是照着无穷之生命的大能。
Here it tells us that the life of Jesus is indestructible.
感谢上,
Thanks be to God.
是耶稣基督的死,
so the death of Christ,
最后一句话要表示什么?
What does the last verse tell us?
他的死是一个真正不能被死所打败的死。
It means that his death is a death that cannot be defeated by the death of Satan.
The only death cannot be defeated of death.
这是唯一不能够被打败的死亡。
So when the death of every believer come upon him, his death overcome all deaths.
所以所有的人的死亡到了他身上的时候，他自己的死亡能够得胜所有的死亡。所以他从死里面复活。 So he was resurrected from
death. 他把永远的生命彰显出来。
And he gave us eternal life.
感谢上,
Thanks be to God.
今天我们是信的主,
the Lord that we believe in
不是在坟墓里面的,
is not the Lord in the grave.
我们是信的主,
the Lord who we believe in is not the God of empty words.
我们信的主,
the God we believe in is not just a good example.
我们信的主,
the Lord we believe in
无穷的生命, 不能毁坏的生命的大能, 借着经历死亡, 又胜过死亡, 的复活, 把它表现出来。
As a life that's indestructible, and through his resurrection, he showed us the victory over death.
我们大家放起来再念, 希伯来书2章14节这一节圣经。
Let us stand up and read together Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 again.
希伯来书第2章第14节, 我们一同开声, 来念这一节先。
2:14.
而你既有血肉之体, 他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼在对死。第二三，而你既有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。我们大家感谢主，
Give thanks to God，
赞美主
，Praise Him，
哈利路亚。